email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Paul Howard, what are you doing? Are you sure it's the right thing to do? How long did it take you to make this decision? And have you thought about the children? Have you thought about the children? Well, particularly people who buy Ross O'Carroll Kelly books for Christmas presents.
Yeah, I know, I know.
Like, this is major stuff.
Today is my Robbie Williams leaving takeout moment.
Klopp leaving Liverpool.
Or Klopp leaving Liverpool moment. I know what I'm doing. I know the reaction, and I've been thinking about this for a couple of years, and like, I always knew there was going to be a last Ross O'Carroll Kelly book. I've known that for 20 years.
We all
right?
die, you know, that's yeah.
And it was a case of when, you know, and it's been a case of when for a long time. And I felt when I was writing Camino Royale, which was the last Ross book, it felt like the second last Ross book right. to me. And I said to my editor, Rachel Pierce, I think this is it. And she said, I think this is it too. And we sat down to plot Don't Look Back in Anger. And yeah, we both said, this is it. Like, you know, you're moving pieces off the board now. This is it. After 24 years of books.
How many books?
It's 27 books in 24 years. So it's 24 novels, which is a book every September. And then there were three spin-off books. There was a Ross Guide to South Dublin. There was a book of interviews with the main characters from the books. And then there was a book of the best columns from the Irish Times. But
you are spectacularly prolific and steady and consistent. You must be a publisher's dream.
Well, when I hear people say, you know, in introductions, like your generous, very generous introduction, you know, like, I always feel exhausted. I always think,
how did I do it?
So, like, I remember at the beginning when I'd be going to schools and colleges, and they were generally the schools and colleges I was sending up, like UCD, Blackrock, you know, Loretto Fox Rock. And I'd go and I'd read for the transition year kids, and they would say to me, I love your books. Big fan of your books. I love reading everything you do. And for the last 4 or 5 years, when I'm doing those same readings, people are saying to me, my old man is a major fan of yours. Yes, my old dear is a huge fan of what you do. And it's changed, you know? Yeah. And I kind of realized, like, when I started writing Ross, I was in my mid to late 20s. And now, my next birthday, I'm 54. And I've realized that there is an entire generation has grown up with Ross and has grown to middle age. So when I started writing like for them, with them in mind, they were in school and now they're middle-aged people with children of their own.
Right. I'm really interested in finding out what was going on in your head and the chats you had with yourself, because Ross, as you say, has been part of your life. You've been in a relationship with this character for so long.
Yeah.
And now you're saying it's off.
Yeah.
You know, that's what you're, now I know there's going to be some sort of little sideline relationship.
There may not be.
Oh, you know? All right.
I'm going to carry on writing the weekly column in the Irish Times. I will. But it's taken up so much of my time. Like, that's kind of the issue for me at the moment. And it's not an issue in that I've written about this character for over 20 years, two and a half decades. And I kind of feel that's it. I feel that, you know, the time has come to close the door, you know, to finish that chapter. I'm working on lots of other things.
That's the thing. Just on a sort of a general philosophical thing for our listeners who might be making big decisions in life, you know, changing career or whatever. This is a big decision. Was it an A4 page with a line down the middle, pros, cons, or...
No.
Did it seem natural?
No. I read an interview with Kathy Guiswhite, and Kathy Guiswhite wrote the Kathy cartoons that were syndicated in American, I think about like 250 American newspapers for 3 decades or 4 decades. And she had come to the decision to finish her cartoon series. And that was huge. Like, that was, I mean, I'm joking about the Robbie Williams
moment. Yeah, I know.
This was culturally an earthquake in America, because people, you know, woke up and picked up their Atlanta Journal or New York Times and turned to the funny pages for the Kathy cartoon.
Right.
And anyway, I read this interview with her, and then I bought her book, and it was all about her subsequently, what, like, how her life panned out afterwards. And I read it, and then I bought the book, and I read the book, and I thought, it's okay. You know, right. It's like, yeah, you don't need to be wedded to this forever.
And was that the worry, though? Because, you know, you are, you will always be the creator of Russ O'Carroll Kelly.
Yeah.
And was that becoming too big? Did you want to free yourself from that a bit?
I never felt it was too big. You know, I loved when people, you know, shouted at me in the street, like, Rush, you know, I loved all that. You know, people say, like, about Leinster.
Yeah.
Like, I had a column last weekend in the Irish Times where Ross got the fifth, he got a tattoo with four stars for all of Leinster's European Cup wins. And then he said, are you open tomorrow? And they said, no, we're closed tomorrow. And he went, should just put the fifth one on. And like, I got like 300 messages from people saying, you jinxed us. And people were shouting at me in the street, you know, you've ruined everything.
A hostage to fortune, yeah.
And I love that. I absolutely love that. So there was never a point where I kind of felt, you know, I want to escape this.
But
I loved every minute of it.
But you were considering not writing any more Ross O'Carroll Kelly books back in 2008.
Was I?
Yes, right. You were.
I've been considering it all along.
Have you?
You know.
Yeah.
Well,
is part of that an Irish thing where you want to be cajoled into doing the next one? It's sort of...
Yeah, a little bit.
Isn't it? Yeah, yeah.
A little bit. Yeah. I think, like, I've always gone from kind of, you know, book to book. And I always feel that, you know, like my editor, Rachel Pierce, she's just fantastic. And she said to me very, very early on, she said, if this is going to be a series that's going to last beyond a trilogy or 5 or 8 or 10, every book has to be better
than the one before.
Than the one that went
right,
before.
Yeah.
And that was always, when we sat down in June every year to plot the next book, and we spent 3 months plotting the next book, going through storylines. He's kind of done something like that before, you know, what if this, what if that? That was the base camp of our ambition, was to make this book better than the one that we did last year. Yeah. And I think that was kind of the secret of the longevity of the series. It was always, you know, don't ever take anything for granted. Don't take your readers for granted. You know, if they've been following you for 10 years, it doesn't mean they're going to follow you for the 11th year if you write something that's not as good as last year. Yeah.
No, 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 no. Ross is my holiday read every year in Portugal. I've every book. I'm devastated. Shocking news, says John in Donegal, brokenhearted. Running out of energy, or have you been commissioned to assist Jurgen Klopp in writing his autobiography? That's more like it now. Is that it? You have to free up your calendar for
Klopp. I would walk on my hands and knees over broken glass.
Would you?
To write Jurgen Klopp's autobiography. Oh, of course I would. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely, yeah. But it hasn't been offered to me.
And how sad were you? Did you cry when he announced he was leaving Liverpool?
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah, I was in Blackrock Clinic, and I was there for a checkup on I've got some kind of hiatus hernia problem, you know, and I was there for a checkup, and I was sitting in reception, and I got the I was kind of looking at Twitter, and I saw that Jurgen Klopp was leaving, and Mary, my wife, rang me and said, you know, how are things? And I said, just terrible news. I've just had the most devastating news. She said,
you shouldn't joke about things like that.
Is it worse than I thought? And I went, well, yeah, Jurgen Klopp is leaving Liverpool, you know. But anyway, I quickly got some kind of perspective on it.
So you obviously, like, I've been talking to you for years, and actually the first time you did a radio interview about miseducation back in the day was with us. So we've spoken an awful lot, and you're very bright, you're very talented. You've been doing loads of other things as well: plays, musicals, Roy Keane's Dog, Bad Sisters. You know, so yeah. you know, a number of irons in the fire. So I would imagine you have a number of things in the pipeline, as they say in the industry.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of the reason why. I feel now is the time to finish Ross. I have lots of ideas for different things. I have other stories I want to tell. I've got some ideas for new books, new series of books that will be satirical as well. I'm working on TV as well, you know, and that's been, I've loved that. Like, you know, I worked on, as you said,
Bad Sisters,
two seasons of Bad Sisters. And I had so much fun doing that. And it's a completely different thing to writing books, you know, to, like, I love when people say to me, I read your last book and I love that line.
Yeah.
But to sit in your living room and to kind of hear famous actors saying
that you put in their mouths. That feeds the ego, like nothing
I'm
else.
Such a novice, like, you know, I'd be kind of nudging Mary going, I wrote that. And she'll have, you wrote the whole thing, like, you know, just come on, like, let's just watch it.
And I know what happens next.
And I've had so much fun doing that. Yeah. And I'm working on a new TV series at the moment, and that's great as well. And I kind of feel like it's I'm closing one door, but yeah, I'm opening other doors.
And what, like all the characters, brilliant characters you created in Ross's world, like some of them could have offshoots, couldn't they? You could have a spin-off sort of.
I mean, don't be surprised if, you know, if you see a TV show with Ronan as the...
Oh, right.
I'm joking. Right. I kind of, no, honestly, I feel that I've been writing about Ross and his world since 1998.
Okay, yep.
And it's a long time.
It's
26 years. And I'm not giving up the Ross book so that I can write spin-off Ross books. I'm giving up the book so I can write something completely different, you know. And I think there, you know, the way the world is at the moment, the way Ireland is at the moment, there's so much potential for satirical writing. Yeah. And
taking
for,
the piss out of people is what you're saying.
Well, yeah. I mean, just, you know, looking at the world and doing it from, you know, a satirical perspective. Yeah. And that's what I want to do. I want to do something completely different.
Well, all your fans will be looking forward to what happens next, and they'll be very sad. But don't look back in anger. The final installment of the Ross O'Carroll Kelly Odyssey, is all you could call it. It will be out in August. Just, I haven't seen you since Humphrey...
Oh,
died, yeah.
Stop.
Because
you're determined to make me cry.
No, I'm not. No, but I heard you on with Oliver, and yeah. I met Humphrey. Did you bring him into the TV show or something like that?
I did. I brought him into RTE one
did
night.
You?
Yeah. When I was on your TV show.
Yes, a Basset Hound. Was that dog care issues? That's usually the case.
We couldn't find anybody who would take on the job of looking after him. But he was a great age. He was 13 and a half. Right. And Bassets generally live to kind of 10 or 11. So we knew we were into, you know, extra time with him. And he was a great dog. He was I'm not exaggerating. I keep looking down. He's gone 6 weeks, 8 weeks now. I keep looking down behind me to see, is he there behind me? He was always at my side. We went to work every day. He kind of, you know, on my commute with me in the back of the car. He sat under my desk or right on the casters of my chair.
You were a team.
His big nightmare was that I would get up while I was working. I would get up and go to the fridge and he wouldn't wake up and he would smell something off my breath that I ate, right? So he slept with his head on my chair. So if my chair moved, he would jump up and he would follow me to the fridge. And we were a team. He was a beautiful dog.
Irreplaceable, obviously. Irreplaceable.
Completely, yeah.
But will you get another dog?
Yeah, I would say we almost certainly will get another dog, but there's a kind of grieving process.
And would
process,
you take a golden retriever that wakes up at 5 o'clock in the morning? That's why I'm not joking.
Well, I wake up at five every morning.
Well, there you go. He's perfect for you.
So
I'm not trying to get.
I tried to have a lion, Humphrey was set to my body clock, right? So I would wake up at 5 o'clock to work every morning, and he was set to my body clock. But if I said I might have a lion till 9 tomorrow, 5 o'clock,
yeah.
You know. He would say food time.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I would feed him and then I would sort of, I would be up. I'd be wide awake at 10 past five. He'd be fast asleep again.
So the news today that Paul Howard has decided that the next Ross O'Carroll Kelly book will be the last. Don't look back in anger. What's your favourite title from them all? Because I'm just looking at the Miseducation obviously came from the Lauryn Hill.
Yeah, that was the very first one. So I set the template for the culture.
Play on words. Know,
play on words, yeah.
Play on topical words. Or,
and I loved Normal Sheeple.
Yeah, Normal Sheeple.
Should have got off at Sydney Parade because that required people to explain it to them.
Yeah, yeah.
But I love Don't Look Back in Anger because it's kind of a throwback to the late 90s when Ross was, when I started writing Ross. So it's kind of that Oasis era, the kind of laddism era. I love that one. There is a great, you can't see it on the internet today, but there is a brilliant Alan Clark illustration on the back of the book, which is Ross's friends dressed up as the Spice Girls for his 40th birthday party, which is a kind of fancy dress thing, right. 90s fancy dress. Yes. And they're dressed up with the Spice Girls. And I think it is his greatest moment
and
as an artist.
You should mention Alan as well, because he's been there with you.
Alan's been there since the very beginning. And, you know, he's a huge part of the success of the series. And he's he's become a really, really successful sculptor since. And Ross is just completely a sideline. Okay. But he's a genius. He really is.
Paul, thanks so much. Thanks for all the entertainment over the years. And as I say,
thanks,
we look forward to what's next.
And thank you so much for having me on so many times over the years. It's been a pleasure.
You must be joking. Keep Ross McCarroll going, Roisch. Come on, Lonster. I can't even say it. You can do this.
Roisch.
Roisch.
Keep going, guys.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.